Prosthetic limbs can be very high-tech devices these days with onboard computers and ultra-modern materials. From KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona, Melissa Siveny reports on scientists who are developing a new bionic ankle, and they're finding inspiration in the animal world.
Ryan Cannon used to walk 2 miles every morning before work. Then he lost his right leg to an injury.
Imagine the thing that you love in your life being taken from you and only being one step away from you.
He never thought someday he'd walk for a living.
Walk around and see what it does.
Cannon is testing a battery-powered prosthetic ankle for researchers at Northern Arizona University. It squeaks and whirs as he strides through a hallway, while half a dozen people pepper him with questions.
Yeah, how's the timing of the push-up?
Well, it's improving. It's getting there.
The research team is testing an algorithm to make robotic legs act more like real legs. Biologist Kisa Nishikawa leads the project.
And so that's the fundamental idea of the algorithm, is to be able to capture that automatic adjustment that our muscles do even when we experience completely unexpected perturbations like stepping in a hole or tripping on a hill.
How muscles do that has been a mystery for a long time. Then Nishikawa had a revelation, inspired by the way frogs catch bugs.
You know, the frog sees the bug and it moves very rapidly, like in, you know, 20 thousandths of a second, to open its mouth and stick out its tongue and catch a bug.
Nishikawa realized muscles are springs. They stretch and shorten so fast the brain isn't even involved. She hypothesized a protein called titin creates that slinky-like motion. It winds up around other proteins like a big rubber band, storing energy to snap out later if, say, you suddenly fall in a hole. Northern Arizona University partnered with Bionics Medical Technologies, a Massachusetts company that builds prosthetic devices, to test the idea. They patched the algorithm into a computer chip.
And our algorithm has a virtual muscle that lifts the toes and a virtual muscle that presses the heel against the ground to produce a reaction force that pushes you forward.
How's it feeling today? Oh, yeah. It's so hard.
I think it just answered you.
Uzma Tahir is a biologist on the team. She watches Ryan Cannon, the bionic leg tester, walk up and down the hallway in what she calls a tuning session. His feedback will help the scientists tweak the algorithm to make the leg act like it has muscles.
So our goal is to have this prosthesis device that's adaptable, just like our muscles, and it's not optimized for just one task, so it can perform across all these terrains.
Tahir studies tiny samples of animal and human muscle to see how much force they produce. Each bit of new knowledge is built into the algorithm. But it's the tests with amputees like Cannon that really matter.
We can look at all the curves we want on a computer screen, but if our user is not happy with the way it feels, then what's the point of it?
How many people in the world can sit there and say every step counts? You know, the pun intended, right?
Cannon believes the right technology could change the lives of millions of amputees. They could go back to work, run or dance or climb mountains if they want to.
Because they're going to take that data set and they're going to look at it, they're going to analyze it, they're going to learn a little bit more about how human walking is. I'll walk 1,000 miles. It doesn't matter. I'll just walk 1,000 more.
Researchers at Northern Arizona University have a patent pending on the algorithm. When approved, they intend to bring it to the commercial market. For Here and Now, I'm Melissa Siveny.